if my type B minus situation is not going to work for you, if you're maybe you're so type A that type B minus doesn't work, maybe you're so type B minus that you're like, yeah, I need a little bit more type A to kind of counterbalance. Episode 1228 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode, best of ish edition. Today's quick tip: why you should not work with a coach. All right, y'all, real quick before we get into today's quick tip, today's episode is brought to you by Be Ready on Race Day. That is the book I wrote a handful of years ago now, maybe more than that. Maybe it's a handful and a half. I don't remember. It's been, when was it, 2016, 2017? I don't know, somewhere in there. Maybe 2018, which I guess 2018 would be 6 years ago. Whatever it's been a minute. But the book is still out there. The book is still available. And if I may say so myself, the information within the book is still as useful now as it was then, because basically what the book is designed to do, what I hope it does, is helps you put together a custom plan for yourself. Basically the exact formula, the exact blueprint, the things that I consider when someone hires me to put their plan together for them. I tried to lay it all out as clear and as concisely as possible in the book format. You take the book, you kind of go step by step, and you put your plan together to give yourself the best chance to be ready on race day, hence the title. So if you haven't checked out the book yet, do so. If that sounds like something that might be useful for you, helpful for you, BeReadyOnRaceDay.com is the website. You can order a copy right there from the book, or of course you can get it on Amazon. You can one-click it from there. Whether you want a print version, whether you want a Kindle version, it's available both formats. Maybe coming soon via Audible. It's on the top-ish of my list. So stay tuned for that. I'll of course let you know. But one way or the other, be ready on raceday.com. Search for it on Amazon. Get yourself a copy and then put it to use. Because like any good book or like any good anything that's kind of helps teach you a skill, hopefully, or gives you some insight on how to do something better, it doesn't work if you don't implement it. So check it out, BeReadyOnRaceDay.com. If you have any questions on the book, please let me know. So today, we're going back in time-ish, back to January of 2018, maybe right about the same time as the book came out. But episode 523, originally, was where this episode comes from. And of course, those of you that have been around for a while, you know how these best of-ish episodes work. But if you're new around here, let me explain it to you real quick. We take an episode from back in the day, more or less copy and paste the blog post, but take a fresh look at the recording, or at least a fresh version of the recording. Sometimes it's pretty much probably very similar. Sometimes maybe opinions have changed or thoughts have changed or what we know. We've learned something different over the years. But one way or the other, it's something that's usually, hopefully, fairly worth revisiting. So we revisit it. I mean, that's kind of what we do around here with the best of ish. This usually happens about once a month. And today we're going to look back at a post. Like I said, it was originally episode 523 from January of 2018. For some reasons why you should not work with a running coach. Why a running coach very well may not be for you. And, obviously, let's just put our cards on the table. And again, if you've been around for a while, you know that a running coach is kind of my day job, right? Like, that's what I do for a living. And why would I be telling you to not hire me, right? Why would I be telling you that, hey, this is what I do for people, but you don't need this, you don't want this? Well, because I believe, and I think I've been pretty straightforward with this. I don't think I hope I don't come across as saying or insinuating that everyone should have a coach, everyone needs a coach. You don't need a running coach. It's a want. It's a luxury. I think a good coach is a luxury. I like to think I'm a good coach. It can be helpful, certainly. It can be beneficial. It can be an asset. But is it a need? Certainly not. Certainly not. Certainly not for everybody. And then, when we get into it even further, it's not like I'm the right coach for every person, right? There's plenty of folks that I think I can work well with. There's plenty of folks I know I can't work well with. But just in general, do you need a coach? Do you not? It's up to you. But here are some reasons why I would say probably not the right option for you. And again, this isn't exhaustive and this isn't all-encompassing. You might hear a couple of these reasons and go, no. Just because X, I still think a coach could be right for me, in which case, rock on. You may have none of these things that apply to you and you're still like, yeah, I don't think a coach is right for me. Rock on. Keep on doing your thing. But if you've kind of been thinking about it, kicking it around, here are five reasons or five situations where I would suggest maybe rethink the coach situation, maybe get a book like Be Ready on Race Day, There's other great books out there too that help kind of put plans together and help you kind of figure out some of that process. Maybe start there before investing in a coach if any of the following five reasons apply to you. So first and foremost, the obvious one, but to me the most obvious one is, does it fit in the budget or not, right? Like budgets are tight in a lot of places, you know, whatever, the economy, inflation, whatever. It is what it is, right? Like things, there's no shortage of things to spend our money on in day-to-day life, right? We've all got bills to pay. We got mouths to feed. Nothing in this world is free. And coaching, just for some folks, there's not wiggle room in the budget right now. I don't mean this any sort of wrong way, it's just not enough of a priority to cut something else out of the budget right now, which is fine. If you can't afford it, you can't afford it. And certainly, I think for most everybody listening here, it's probably not worth, going in debt to work with a running coach to help you reach your running goals. Not that your running goals aren't important, but maybe there's other priorities that you might have financially, and that's fine. And again, there's plenty of different options out there. I mean, the book is $15, right? Maybe you can afford that versus, $100 a month or, whatever different coaches charge. But just call it like we see it. Working with a coach is a cost. And especially for somebody like me, who typically works more of an ongoing basis than, just for one race. Although we do that sometimes, but generally the coaching I do is more ongoing, year to year type of situation versus, a month or two or 16 weeks or whatever. Being able to factor that into the budget long term, I think that's where you get the most bang for your coaching buck. And so obviously I want to provide as much value as possible. And in a month or two, I think I can be helpful, but probably not as much as I could be in a year or two. So all that to say, if coaching doesn't fit the budget right now, money's a little bit tight, you got other things that are more priority in terms of your running budget. Maybe you've got races that you want to travel to and that's more important than working with a coach for you. Hey, I'm not here to judge. You do you. But certainly, the cost of a coach can be prohibitive. And if money's tight, hey, all good. All good. Glean stuff from the quick tips. Get the book. Ask questions for the Q&A episode. We can still kind of work together in that type of situation. Obviously, it's not quite the same level. But there's options out there. There's options out there that maybe are a little bit more budget friendly than, the ongoing coaching options that I offer and that a lot of my peers in the industry offer as well. Another reason to say, thanks, but no thanks when it comes to a coach is that simply you don't want one. I think, and correct me where I'm wrong, and maybe this is me just making an assumption, but I think sometimes coaches just assume that every runner would like to work with a running coach. And based on certain conversations I've had with folks over the years, some folks at least, it's not that you don't think a coach could be helpful, but you like figuring things out, right? Maybe you enjoy keeping your running a little bit more relaxed, and the idea of having a coach and having more structure to your workouts and things like that might help you, might be the type of thing that encourages you, or maybe not encourages in a good way, but that helps you feel more pressure about your running, and you don't want to feel pressure about your running. Maybe you just like to figure it out on your own. A-okay. There's a thousand different reasons that you could totally afford a coach, but you simply don't want one. And again, if you don't want one, rock on, keep on keeping on. How many times have I said when talking to other folks or various places that one of the things I love most about running is that we have the freedom within the sport to really do with it as we please, right? And if you just like to figure things out, you like to have no structure to your training in terms of there's no expectation of running today. There's no expectation of how far I might run today. There's nothing planned. There's nothing on the docket. I just run as the spirit moves me. I mean, run as the spirit moves you. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. And I just absolutely, absolutely encourage it. Absolutely encourage it. So if you don't want a coach, don't work with the coach. End of. Nothing wrong with that. Another reason to totally just dismiss the idea of working with a coach, or at least, say it's not for me right now, is if you're not quote unquote serious about the sport. And please don't just take that the wrong way. But when it comes to being a serious runner, my definition of a serious runner is that it has nothing to do with, you know, how fast you are, how far you go, whether or not you race, how many miles you run per week, how many miles of that per month, whatever. But it's more the level of commitment in terms of, like, you know, are you going to make sure you go to bed at 9 o'clock on a Friday so that you can get up at 4 o'clock in the morning on Saturday to get your miles in? Like, is that important to you? And again, I'm not trying to say that if it's not, that you're not a committed runner, you're not serious about the sport. But maybe you're just not at a position where, and again, maybe this kind of ties into the last one with just not wanting a coach, where it's just, you know, like, you like to be a little bit more laissez-faire. You like to be a little bit more relaxed. Maybe you like to be more of a social runner. So if you can encourage, round up a few friends to go run with you, you go run. And if not, you're just like, nah, you know, maybe not today. And again, I think there's nothing wrong with that, right? Absolutely nothing wrong with that. I make the sport your own. But it just, in my mind, both as a coach and just, you know, the way my mind operates, like, if you're gonna just kind of take it as it comes, and some weeks you run a little bit more, and then maybe you go 6 weeks without hardly running at all, and then you get back into it and whatever, where maybe you're not as consistent as you might be, I don't know what the value would be of having a coach. Maybe it would be, you know, kind of going off script a little bit, maybe the value would be to have, you know, somebody that you could talk to, but maybe that's more of a consult thing here and there when an issue arises, versus a regular ongoing opportunity to talk like it would be with, again, at least as far as my coaching is set up. I don't think it would make sense if you're just going to kind of be here and there and kind of, and again, I don't mean that in a bad way. And quite frankly, there's folks I've worked with that have had seasons like that where it makes sense to stay on board because, you know, I'm just kind of taking a break for things for 4 weeks or 6 weeks or whatever. And, you know, I'm going to run a little bit, but then we're going to get back into it. Okay, well, that makes sense. But if you're more of a just kind of bob and weave as the spirit moves you over, you know, at least that's where you're at right now, then I don't know that you're going to get much value from at least working with me and probably a lot of other coaches. So maybe it's time to not think about a coach. Another reason to not think about a coach, and this is one that I don't have a lot of experience with, but I've dipped my toes in this water before, is sometimes, and maybe this sounds a little bit ridiculous, but I believe it's true, sometimes folks will hire a coach so that they can have a scapegoat, so they can have somebody to blame if things don't go well in terms of a race performance, in terms of whatever the case might be. And again, thankfully this hasn't happened often, but it's happened more than zero times where I'll work with somebody for 4 months or 6 months, and then all of a sudden it's my fault that something didn't go well, right? That I didn't do my job. Even though then we look back on things and it's like, well, you ran, you know, a third of the workouts. So, you know, but point being, it really sometimes has felt, and I've talked to other coaches that have had similar experiences before, where sometimes it almost feels like somebody's working with you so that it's not, and I don't want to mean this in the wrong way, but so that a poor performance is not, oh, it's not my fault, it was my coach's fault. And look, you know, I'm not here to judge performances, you know, good, bad, or otherwise. Like I feel like we learn from every run. Every run's a data point, races included. How do we learn from it? How do we move forward? Maybe that's more my coaching perspective taking things into account. But if your thought is, and maybe it's a subconscious thought, but if maybe this hits a little bit, where you're like, you know, I might hire somebody, I might work with a coach, I might buy their training plan. Because if I don't hit my goal, then I can blame it on the coach versus maybe it was just a bad day. Maybe it was hot, maybe a thousand different reasons that it wasn't anybody's fault. I don't know. If you're working with a coach to have a scapegoat, I mean, that does, I don't know. Like, does it, at what point does it become a self-fulfilling prophecy? Easy for me to say. At what point are you like, I'm going to hire this coach so that if it goes sideways, I can blame them? Are you kind of setting yourself up for things to go sideways? You know, it just doesn't, in my mind, doesn't make sense. So if that's something that you're thinking about, I would encourage you to maybe tap the brakes. Maybe not invest in a coach. Maybe there's something else you could work on or some other way to get to the end goal without just having a coach so you have somebody to blame if something doesn't go well. Last but not least, and again, this kind of is sort of something that I hit on earlier. But if you just really hate having structure or routine in your running, maybe you're still serious about running, right? Maybe it's not that you just enjoy wanting to do it by yourself, but you're just anti-structure, right? You're anti being told what to do, for lack of a better way of saying it. Not saying that a coach couldn't help you, but it's kind of hard speaking as a coach. How can I help you if you don't want me to tell you what to do, right? How can I help you improve your fitness? How can I help you work towards whatever goals you know, races, things, whatever you might be training for? If every time I schedule something, you're like, I'm going to push back. I'm going to fight back. And again, this isn't me trying to be, you know, saying that makes you a bad person, a bad runner, a bad anything. But it's just, you know, some people really don't work well when there's that perception of this is the expectation I have. You like to do your own thing. You like to march to beat your own drum. That's fine. But it's just, you know, like, again, how am I going to help you? Like, it's hard for me to help you if every time I suggest something, you're like, nope, not going to do that. Now, obviously, there is wiggle room in there, right? Like, I'm not saying that just because you have a coach, you have to follow everything to the letter. In fact, you know, I feel like I try to make that one of the first things I'm always communicating with folks is like, hey, you know, this is the plan, but it's not set in stone, right? Like, it's not even written with pencil. It's typed on an application, which is real easy to adjust, real easy to erase, to delete, to alter. All right. So we have plenty of wiggle room. But at least, you know, we need to be a little bit on the same page in terms of structure, in terms of routine, in terms of, you know, here's what we're doing. Here's how the building blocks fit together so that we can work together. And if that's just not your thing, again, nothing wrong with that. Just maybe not going to set up for success in that kind of coach athlete situation. So at the end of the day, no coach is no problem, right? Like, as I've said before, as I'll say again, I'm 99% sure it says it on the website. A coach is a want. A coach is a luxury. And if you don't want a coach, if it's not the right time for you for any number of reasons, whether it's financial, whether it's just kind of where your running is at right now, whether it's personality, maybe it's a personality between a certain coach and yourself, just, you know, if my type B minus situation is not going to work for you, maybe you're so type A that type B minus doesn't work. Maybe you're so type B minus that you're like, yeah, I need a little bit more type A to kind of counterbalance. Hey, you know, we're not going to be a good fit. It's fine. There's plenty of ways to get things done on your own. There's plenty of resources out there. I feel like I've got a bunch. I know a lot of other coaches and a lot of other folks online and in the real world that have those resources. You know, group runs are great. If there's a community group run in your area, other runners offer suggestions. I mean, there's plenty of ways to learn. There's plenty of ways to grow. There's plenty of ways to figure things out on your own to where you don't need a coach. And then there's five, I think, where it would just be a bad idea. And again, we went through them already. Can't afford it. Simply don't want one. You're not in a point where you're really being as serious about your training. So maybe it just doesn't make sense to spend the money on it right now. Maybe you're looking for a scapegoat. That's not ideal. And maybe you just really don't like that kind of structure, that type of regular routine, in which case, you know, maybe not worth it for you. Anyway, this was an episode from a while back. I think it's worth revisiting. Like, I'm my doors are open as a coach. I don't necessarily need more folks, but I would love to have some more folks to work with. If you're interested, I'd love to talk to you. But if you're not, that's okay. Keep on keeping on. I know I've said this already. I've said it a bunch of times, but I love the flexibility that the sport provides to make it your own, to do with it as you please. And if that's working with a coach, great. If that's not, also great. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep enjoying your miles. And that is what matters most. So there we go. What do you like about having a coach? What do you not like about having a coach? Why would you want to? Why would you not want to? Anything about today's episode that you've got questions on, thoughts on? Let me know. Always love to hear from y'all in one form or fashion. Shoot me a message on social media, at DizRuns on all the things social. Shoot me an email, DizRuns@gmail.com. Head over to the show notes today. Again, more or less copy-pasted from back in the day, but you know what? We'll update it as needed at DizRuns.com/1228. Of course, the comment section will be down there at the bottom. Send me a smoke signal. Send me a carrier pigeon. I don't care. You know, whatever works best for you. Tap it out in Morse code. Although I'm not going to be able to decipher Morse code. Let's not kid ourselves. Don't tap it out in Morse code. I won't pick up what you're putting down. But send me a message one way or the other. Let me know what you think. And if there's anything I can do to be of service, coaching or otherwise, happy to do that as well. Anyway, hope this made sense. If you want to get a copy of the book, Be Ready on Race Day is the book's title. It's available on Amazon. Search there, or at BeReadyOnRaceDay.com is the link there. Get yourself a copy, put it into practice, and then maybe you won't even need a coach, because maybe you can figure it out on your own. You can figure it out on your own. 100% you can figure it out on your own, and the book will help you get it done. Be Ready on Race Day. And with that, we'll go ahead and wrap this one up, y'all. Thanks for the time. Thanks for the attention. Thanks for putting up with me. Even if you don't want to have a coach, you still put up with this nonsense, which is kind of like I'm coaching you. Kind of. I think maybe. Anyway, till next time, y'all. Be well. Take good care. Thanks again for listening. And we'll talk soon, all right? See you.